Hi, I'm Mel McMahon, co-founder of Indiana Owned and Indiana Gifts and host of Local Matters. We are so excited to bring it live to Georgetown Market's second annual Community Day. We are on the west side of Indianapolis. There's so much going on here. So excited to have you come support us in our mission to support local businesses faster and easier and create healthier, stronger communities. If you've listened to Indiana Owned's podcast, Local Matters, you kind of know the format, you kind of know the story, but I'm so excited to be here at Georgetown Market live with Andrew, who is the third generation owner of Georgetown Market. You got your microphone there?
I got my microphone.
There you go. I'm so excited that you invited us to join you at this event today.
Yeah.
I want to start, normally I have this like really cutesy, like, you know, Local Matters brings you incredible stories, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? This is an incredible story all its own, how long it's been here, third generation owner. For those that aren't familiar with Georgetown Market, tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, it goes back to 1973. My dad was still in college at Purdue and had some family that had a small store, like health food store, vitamins and supplements in Zionsville. And he kind of got the idea that, you know, this area of town had a need. So he pitched the idea to his parents, my grandparents, and they were on board. So my grandpa had just retired from Allison Transmission as an engineer and had a passion himself. So he said, yeah, let's go for it. So opened our doors in 1973, and my grandparents ran it for a few years until my dad graduated, did a few things, came back in, and it's been going strong ever since.
Has it always been in this location?
It is not. So we moved over here in 1997. It was November of 97. So we've been here for 25 years. Before, we were right on the other side of Georgetown Road. So just right down the road. We have been on this side of town, very local, for almost 50 years now.
So for people who have never been here before, tell us where we're located. I mean, we can give the address, but what's the intersection?
The nearest intersection is Lafayette and Georgetown Road. So like Pike Plaza. A little north of Lafayette Square Mall.
This market, it's very special, right? It's not your average grocery store. And I remember the first time I walked in here, I was just in awe. I was amazed. Mm-hmm. And it touches so many of your senses, right? It's just a different experience. Tell us what people can expect when they walk in those doors.
Sure. Well, I think as with most small businesses, you can expect to experience something that you're not used to. So a lot of, you know, bigger corporations and chains, like, they're engineering a feel.
Mm-hmm.
But with a place like this, it evolves organically, and that's really where we've come from. So it was built on, like, you know, supplements and knowledge and customer service, and that was translated over here, and it is still like what drives us today. So the experience is very it's very intimate. It might not be what people are expecting, but we like that. It creates a good feeling for people. It sets us apart from different people, too.
Well, and something else that I think is really unique is how long your employees have been here. You know, your management staff has been here for years. You've obviously been here for years and grown up in it, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But sure. Talk about being able to share that knowledge with the community, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what keeps us around, is having people that's here for so long. We build relationships with customers. So they come in, they may have like a small issue, or they may just be looking for things. And the people that are here, they take pride in the store. It's not just a job. So we build relationships that way. And we have people here for almost 40 years, like 35 years. I've been here for almost 20. My brother's been here for 25 years. We've had many, many people that have spent a very, very long time doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
Well, and Georgetown Market has a little bit of a different edge and a focus, right? It's really about, you know, health, sustainability. Talk about that and some of the products that you're going to find here that you might not necessarily see in your bigger grocery stores.
Sure. Well, I think having the supplement department, the size that it is, it's very different from a regular grocery store. So we're not just a grocery store with a few other things here and there. It's very much kind of split. So supplements, vitamins, minerals, knowledge, expertise. The things you're going to find are a lot of similar things in a lot of ways. But we source things that are local. We'll prioritize those kind of things. But it's also high quality. And then being able to kind of explain, you know, why that's better in some way.
I remember one of the times I visited, I was on the food service side, right? Mm-hmm. You have a juice bar and you have, you know, all kinds of different food items, hot items too. And the audience, the customer base was so diverse. Like, I think this is one of the most diverse locations in the city of Indianapolis. And has it always been that way, or is that something that's been built over the years? I mean, you just attract so many different kinds of people here.
Sure. I think that it's definitely been built over the years. So, I mean, when we first came here, there was wasn't a very diverse customer base. Speedway was very different than it is mm-hmm. now, or at least this area, Speedway area included.
What was that customer base? Describe that for us.
I mean, it was primarily, so a lot of the houses in Speedway were built in the 50s. So it was people raising their families, and it was like just a lot of like middle class white people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's evolved over the years. And it's like you said, like, it's great. We have an incredible diversity. This area in particular, yeah. The international marketplace, I forget what the numbers are, but there are so many different cultures mm-hmm. that's represented. And like, we get to be a part of that. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
So I've heard stories from people that customers that have been here for years that either like move away or travel a lot, and you know, they look for places like this where they go or where they're living mm-hmm. now. And I've had multiple people say, like, I've never seen the diversity like in a place yeah. like this. And I mean, it means a lot to me. I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, and you have such a community focus too. One of the programs that you promote that I know Colleen, your marketing director, was mm-hmm. really part of pushing was you feature a different nonprofit each month. Talk about that program and what that means to your employees to be able to give back.
To be able to give back. That's really the whole point, is to be able to give back. That idea was very much spurred on by Colleen. I know it's something that she's very passionate about herself. And we kind of had to pivot with COVID because mm-hmm. we were, you know, pushing certain things and everything. So instead of trying to, develop like what our plans were, she reached out to be able to help other people out, because that's really what mattered during that time, was just being able to support people.
Yeah.
Everybody struggled. Everybody had to adjust.
Yeah.
And so she put that program together to just be able to help out other people. Yeah.
Well, it's great to spread the word about those programs, too, because, you know, some names are very familiar, right? They get a lot of publicity, but then you have a lot of these little nonprofits that maybe just don't have the spotlight on them in the
sure.
same way, and this is just a great way to introduce them. And you have a lot of nonprofits here today.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of local for-profit businesses here at this event as well, so come on down, see us. We would love for
exactly.
you to join
Please
us.
Please do, yeah.
Say hi. I have support local stickers, too. I'd be happy to give away. But who's with us today? Who are some of the businesses
we've
learn about?
All sorts of different things. So, like, The Gifted Gown, run by Julia. She actually worked here for a little bit also.
Did she? I didn't
know
that.
So we're happy to help her. We've got, the pet adoptions. I'm drawing a blank on all the
Julian Center
names.
Is here. Coburn Place is here.
Mm-hmm.
Your podcast host is over there, I believe. Don't you
right.
have a podcast
yep.
now yourself?
We have a podcast
yeah.
ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's just a lot of different businesses here. And inside, I know Frangipani is here. Your Memory Water is here. Just so many different kinds of things to see and explore. And I think that's one of the things that makes Georgetown Market so unique, is every time you come in, you can learn about something different. Or even see someone different. I mean, it truly is so diverse. And you said you've been here 20 years now?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is this something you just always thought you were going to be doing? Or what did you want to be when you grew up?
I mean, actually, yeah. So, I remember, and my dad saved it. We had, like, a project in, like, second grade or something like that. It was, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, like, I want to grow up and get a degree in business and run Georgetown. At the time, it was Georgetown Health Foods, but run the store with my dad. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So, wasn't a whole lot of decision making for me, I guess.
Not a whole lot in between. So did you immediately go into management? Did you stock shelves? Like, what were some of your jobs that you did here along the way?
Yeah, I mean, so I say like 20 years because it's been long enough, because that's full time. I graduated college in 2003 and came to run the deli at first. But before that, I would spend the summers stocking shelves, doing whatever I could, just kind of learning some things. It's been a long time, and I've done a lot of different jobs.
What do you think that diversity in the jobs that you've done lends to management?
I think the best thing is that you just really understand what the job is about. So as a manager, you're trying to get, you know, people to do certain things. And when you truly understand it, it's different. You know, so often in like a corporation, you've got, you know, the people in a different office, like looking at numbers and then, mm-hmm. you know, dictating that way. But when you really understand it, it's easier to relate with people. And I think, like, most importantly, like you have a realistic expectation of what can happen and what the results are going to be, too.
Yeah. We're chatting with third-generation owner of Georgetown Market, Andrew Monteith. Andrew, what keeps you motivated to keep the store open and just keep pushing forward?
It's the people. It really is. I mean, when COVID hit, we were an essential business. We were trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, the talks of, like, you know, do we shut down? We do curbside only. And trying to figure out, you know, what was going to happen and everything. And I had three goals. A, stay in business. B, keep everybody safe. And C, keep everybody employed. We didn't have to let go of one person. We actually shut down the deli for a while, and we kept it open. And it's always been about, like, the people that are working here. Like, so many of us are like family. You know, the people that have been here for a long time, they're not employees. Like, yeah. They're friends.
Yeah. Coming up, the challenges and successes Andrew has had along the way and what he wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters Live.